Case number 10486, Douglas Ritter and DKR LLC, north of Road 299, north of Steel Drive, being Lot 19, Block A and B within Steel Land Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Douglas J. Ritter, 24265 Canal Drive, Millsboro, Delaware, 1966.
And you swear a firm testimony about to give shall be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening, sir.
I'm here seeking a side yard setback variance for a double-wide home that we placed on a parcel that we had purchased. It had an existing garage. Mm-hmm. I hired a contractor to come in and set the double-wide. He inadvertently set it, I believe, 0.8 of a foot over the side setback. I do have a letter from the neighbor next door, letter of no objection, stating she's fine with it. Really not a whole lot to it. He just accidentally put it over. There was plenty of room on the lot to fit it where it should have been. Mm-hmm. Honest mistake, I guess.
Who was the company that set that?
Brittingham & Collins. Would you like the letter from the neighbor?
Where are they located?
Georgetown. There was some question about Adams and Kemp did a survey on the property. When they went out, I have the CO on the property and county went out. I bought it, looked at it, said it looked fine. An as-built survey was done, and that's when it was discovered. Adams and Kemp feel that the concrete monument had been moved, and when he ran his string off of that, that's how it may have happened. So I can't honestly blame the contractor. They went out and checked it like four times after this happened. It was a big hubbub between the surveyors, basically covering their butt. So I do have an updated survey, which I think I gave you guys as well, which shows that.
Sorry, you say it was Brittingham and?
Brittingham and Collins.
Brittingham and Collins. Okay.
Like I said, though, I don't want to place blame on them. I mean, if you go out and run a string from those concrete monuments, it's good. It's within 10 feet. Yeah. Okay. Not their fault.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Hunt? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 10486. I think it's an amendment variance to a four leaf and not alter central character of the neighborhood.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10486. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.